So, dear listeners, we told you about Jaret Lochenberg and her beautiful artworks and how we discovered her in one of our social events. But we're very pleased to now finally have Jaret on the line with us. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her journey that brought her to this point. Jaret, we referred to you as a child protege because you discovered your passion at the age of 10, which is, I don't know what I was doing at the age of 10. I really didn't know what I was going to do with my life, but here you are, so sorted and organized. So well done on that. Please tell us, Yaret, what has the journey been like to this point?
Wow, thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. And I think from a very young age, my dream was always to inspire people. I still remember on my art books in school, my slogan on every book was, "Leave a footstep for someone to follow in." And I really strive every morning to do that and to end the day on a positive note. So I was privileged. My mother saw. Then you have to make a decision in grade 11. What do you want to do with your life? And I mean, it's not easy because you're still a child. How should you know? And then I
Exactly.
decided to study economics and the business part. I always think that if you have a talent, I mean, if you can run fast, you can run fast. You can't train someone to run fast. So I will always be able to use my talent and to probably become better in it if I do extra classes, but I don't have to have a degree in that, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. So, young talent, vigilant mom who saw the experience and saw the talent there and nurtured it. That is quite a gift to get, Jared, because not everybody has that. And obviously, you made your choices. And I think that combination of risk management and the commercial aspect is actually part of the secret of your success because you understand the business of art.
I think so. And I think it's so important that you surround yourself with people who are better than you and who can mentor and inspire you. And I was very privileged to have a family that supported me no matter what I decided to do. But coming back to the story, and then I worked in corporate for about 5 years. If you're in the corporate industry, you don't have time for yourself,
No
literally.
time for creativity. It's just a huge machine, right?
Exactly. And then I moved to Cape Town, and Cape Town was the inspiration by itself, just being here. And that was when I decided I have to get behind the canvas again. So I read the 5 AM Club from Robin Sharma. Not sure if
Oh,
you.
that is a special book.
I think so too. It literally changed my life. So in the 20, so for those of you who don't know, it's a 20-20-20 rule, 20 minutes that you need to exercise, 20 minutes you need to plan and reflect, and then 20 minutes that you need to learn something. And in that learning session, I studied Think and Grow Rich. And then I was thinking, what can I do to make an extra income? And then I was, aha, okay, I can start painting again. And I did a workshop with a group in Paul near Club Metz, and we had an exhibition, and it was 10 minutes, and my artworks were sold out. So then I
Wow.
knew this is it.
That
And
is amazing.
I think it's just a blessing. I mean, you can have a gift in anything, but it's probably also the way you represent yourself and what you want to achieve. And then I Googled for an art agent, and I came across Barbara Leonard from the Traveling Art Gallery. And a month later, I signed contract, and then the dream to have my artworks all over the world literally became a reality. And then it was about 2 years after that, doing art just part-time, I decided to do it full-time after reading The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Very
You're reading
funny.
all the right books, Tiaret. Really.
I listened to a talk one day, and they said the importance of reading, it's actually crazy because it literally can change your life. And I mean, if I want to leave an impact, it's not going about me. It's going about what can I do for others to make their life easier. So,
Absolutely.
and that's where the gallery begins. So, what it was 2023, I had my first solo exhibition at Avontuur Wine Estate. And during that time, we signed a lease contract on Bree Street, where we opened the artist gallery. And that is actually for me more joyful than just creating my own work. So, with my art, I think I can reach many people all around the world to tell a great story and strive to inspire them. But the nice thing, sorry about this, let me just switch this off. The nice thing about the gallery is I can leave an impact on young artists' life and make an income and a living for them. And just doing that inspires me to create even more and better artworks.
That's wonderful, Yaret. So you really are committed to mentoring and training and uplifting young people, which is really the future of anything. Because if you don't leave a legacy, then whatever you've done would have been in vain and it won't continue, you know. So it's great that you're thinking like that. Now, the question that I have for you, Yaret, I see your artworks in hotels, etc. And, you know, to get your artwork out there is really a challenge. How do you navigate that? How are you able to be in those spaces?
So number one, it's not who you are, it's the people you know. So if I can give advice to anyone, is network, network, network. Go to events, introduce yourself, meet the right people. Through you might meet a few people in one room, but they might know someone else who might be the gateway to what you want to achieve. So, in my personal experience, I've been very privileged with all the people I've worked with, from corporate to startup tech company to now the art world. I literally chose a person that will mentor me and who's already have all the experience in the industry. And in the art field, I have to give all the credit to Barbara Leonard. She come from a very, I would say, well-known, or she's well-known in South Africa and making a difference, contributed a lot of money toward fundraising, and that's how she knew people. And through that, I was able to also meet them. And then if people love the story, it's more about what you want to achieve, then they will decide yes or no. And sometimes I think it's not really about my works, but it's probably more about the story that I want to tell.
Fantastic, Yaret. So the right agent, the right person who is marketing your work, I think is the key, and having the right networks and being out there and continuing to network and making your presence felt, I think is just the secret to success. So thank you for sharing that with our listeners. We are looking forward to visiting your gallery at 34 Bree Street, and thank you for the gift that you've given to our listeners in order to be able to own a little bit of the Yaret Lochenberg legacy through this experience. So thank you for that, Yaret. Before we say goodbye to you, is there anything you would like to share with our listeners? Any advice, any guidance, any happy thoughts?
So number one, never stop dreaming. Always seek for more and better. But remember, it's not about you. It's about the people around you and how you can live and make a positive impact in their lives. And I would love to invite everyone to visit the artist gallery. You've mentioned it on 34 Breest. It's literally a group exhibition of all local South African artists, which is different to a lot of galleries because you can meet the artists and have that positive feel. I can promise you, if you have a bad day, visit us. You will walk out feeling positive and inspired.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Yuret. Such an uplifting conversation with you, and we are looking forward to visiting you in person and also just experiencing some of your beautiful artwork and some of your inspiration. So thank you for making our Friday a little bit happier today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a big pleasure.